to share some of the stories to get their name out there more, if you know what I mean. So the first story is by a user called SpeedJewel, titled, "You Never Know Who Can Knock on Your Door." So, this actually happened to me today, and it felt like something I should share here as a caution to others. I live in a small city not too far from Edmonton, and recently there has been a series of armed robberies happening in and around the area. It made me weary about walking alone at night. So I have found myself home at night more often than usual. It's not the worst, but I dislike having this feeling of unease, but I manage and make do. So today, my dad and his girlfriend were invited out to a party, meaning I had the whole house to myself. I pretty much had the evening planned out. Watch some episodes from my favourite soap opera, then switch it over to some classic horror films. So I said bye to them as I left and quickly loaded up the TV. It was not long after I had started up the horror movie that I heard a knock at the door. It wasn't a regular knocking. If my TV had been any louder, I probably wouldn't have been able to hear it. Thinking it was nothing at first, I went over to the door without pausing the movie just to confirm. But to my surprise, there was someone at the door. I opened the door and there stood a slim man, looked to be in his mid-30s, and that's all I can pretty much say. I'm not the best when it comes to describing people, and I didn't really go out of my way to analyze him at that moment. I couldn't even tell you if his jacket was grey or black. The man said he represented a security company and was going around my area to offer his company services. He asked if the owner of the house was home, to which I told him no, and that he would not be home until late. He then began giving me some quick information about his company, that it was the only one that was locally funded, that it's already being used in several homes on my street, and that it's smart device friendly. He even showed me a laminated piece of paper that displayed all the different devices that could work with the security system. I told him that we weren't interested in having a security system at this time. He proceeded to ask me if my family leaves the house for long trips, which would be a great reason to get this system. Looking back now, this was a huge red flag, but I answered honestly that the house was almost never empty and that we never really went on trips. I also added that he could speak to my dad tomorrow if he was coming back. He told me his team would be leaving to another city tomorrow, thanked me for my time, then left. I went back to my movie and pretty much forgot about the visitor. Movie finishes and I decide to check my Facebook to glance the buy and sells. Near the top of my feed is a shared post that caught my eye immediately. What I read next made me completely freeze up. It was a woman who had also talked to a representative from the exact security company I had been advertised. knocked on her door softly too, which immediately caught my attention. She noted how the guy never gave his business name or business card. Something I didn't even realize happened for me until I thought back. Overall, she was very suspicious of the guy, so she asked him to wait outside as she got a pen and paper to write down his phone number. When she returned, he was gone. The next door neighbor told her that they saw the man running down into the road and into an alley. But the biggest fact this woman dropped, she contacted the security company. It actually exists, but they told her that they didn't send anyone out to this city to go door to door. This shared post is blowing up, and it seems that it occurred to a lot more people than just me. Some even showed video from their security cameras of these employees. There's definitely more than one person pretending to work for this company, one even being a woman, and a lot of strange activity being reported. One person going into the backyard without permission, another person standing in front of the house like they're scoping it out. Knowing all of this now, it makes the entire encounter with the guy at the door terrifying. Was he scoping my house too? Would he have tried something if I didn't answer? I also wonder, was he hesitant to try anything because I didn't pause my movie? For all he knew, I could have a friend over. Luckily, nothing serious happened for the rest of the night, but I will be extremely cautious from now on. If there's one thing I would advertise, be suspicious of anyone you don't know that comes to your house. Just because someone says they work for a company doesn't make it true. You don't know who they are, or what they might actually want from you. The next story we're going to be reading is by a user called Blanket Ghost Noah, titled "He Kept Driving By Me Slowly." I thought I'd share something that happened to me when I was pretty young. It's not as scary on other thing as other things on here, but I still think about it now, maybe 16 years later. I was on my way home from elementary school. I don't know exactly how old I was, but I know I didn't have a cell phone yet, which puts me at 11 or under, probably a couple of years younger. My class ended very early that day, something I was very happy about. I always liked to be alone as a child, and not having to share the whole house with my parents or several siblings, even for a couple of hours, was very exciting to me. However, because of this, I was completely alone on my way home. For a while. When the car first showed up, I was already on edge. I was on the midway point of my journey home, which meant I was right by an abandoned house my older siblings had told me was haunted. I was always afraid of suddenly spotting a face in one of the dark windows or something, and I kept an eye out for anything just in case. So when a car I'd never seen before suddenly sped past me down the hill I was climbing, I jumped. This is an area of very steep hills. You can't see past them because it's too dangerous to drive that fast. I felt unsafe for a second before riding it off as nothing, before the same car sped up the hill again. I thought it was funny at first, imagining the person in the car had sped some forgotten item or something. When the car came back down the hill, it drove a lot slower until it got to me. It then drove a lot slower, creeping past me at snail's pace. I didn't look at the person driving, not wanting to be rude. Once it was about a meter away from me, it drove fast again. It threw me off, but I decided not to worry about it. Maybe the person driving just really wanted to make sure that wouldn't hit me with their car. I had only gotten a little further before it was back again. Slow again this time when it got close to me and speeding up once it passed me. Even though I was almost in a ditch, trying to stay out of the road. I was definitely spooked now. In my short life, this had never happened before. Was this strange adult showing me some kind of interest? Why? If this person needed directions, he would have asked by now, right? I could not come up with an explanation for this behavior unless the adult had some bad intent. But I felt bad for just assuming that of a stranger. When the car came towards me once more, I got a first look at this person, a man, overweight, bald but wearing a baseball cap. He had sunglasses on his face that somehow covered his entire expression. Stubble, a white t-shirt with blue or black decals on it. For a split second, I thought it was the father of a friend of mine, another very large man, but my friend's father sported a full beard and never dressed like that. He also kind of looked like a distant uncle of mine, so I half-heartedly decided that that was the case and tried to smile at him. Once he started creeping slowly by me, no reaction of his face I could see. He had those glasses on. He didn't stop, didn't open his window to say hi, didn't acknowledge me at all. Just drove by so slowly until he passed me and sped up. I still could not justify this behavior in my head. What the hell did he want from me? I needed to get away. There was a small trail through some trees I knew of that would take me away from the road and pretty much straight home. A little while ahead, the car kept coming, kept snailing by me, and in the short minutes I had in between, when he was turning his car somewhere, unable to see me, I ran to reach that trail until I was inside again. I was afraid of running while he saw me, afraid it might escalate the situation, that he might come out of his car and start chasing me for real. So I tried to seem unafraid and walked at a leisurely pace, which was probably stupid of me. Unfortunately, once I could see the trail, the car was back, very close to me. At this point, I noticed the car kept driving on the wrong side of the road, as close to me as possible. I figured if I tried for the trail, I might stumble or not climb it fast enough, and he just grabbed me. Defeated, I had to walk past my shortcut and the car, pretending to assume nothing. But then the car came to a full stop, and so did I. I tried to read his action. Was he waiting for me to do something? I tried to search the part of the man's face I could see in his side mirror. Nothing. I don't know how long both of us stood still before I decided to walk again, but this time backwards, facing the car. The only thing I could imagine he might be doing was waiting for me to drop my guard, so I didn't drop it. I held my key as tight as I could in my pocket while slowly walking backwards, staring at his face in the mirror. When I had gotten a decent number of steps away, the car started rolling down the hill again. I waited until I was just out of sight before I darted back to the shortcut. If he kept following me up the road, he'd definitely find out which house I live in, and I couldn't risk that. My heart had never beaten as fast as it did when I scrambled up that trail. I didn't stop to look behind me or even breathe before I had reached my house. my key in the lock while frantically looking around for the car, locked myself in as fast as I could, and sprinted to my younger sister's bedroom window where I could see some of the road. I saw the car coming back up the hill and then back down and out of sight. I stood at that window for over an hour, and the car never came back up again. When my dad came home, I asked if our uncle was in town visiting. He was very confused at the idea. I didn't tell my parents about the car incident until very recently. At that age, I was still thinking that there was a small chance that this was a friend of my parents and I didn't recognize him, and that accusing him of being a potential kidnapper would be unforgivably rude. I had weird priorities back then. I can't say for certain that I have seen this man since. Bald, fat men aren't exactly a rarity where I lived, and the car was pretty anonymous. I've had somewhat severe anxiety since adolescence to this day, and slow-moving cars can still trigger some pretty bad anxiety attacks. Sincerely, car man, that's not me. The final story for today's episode is by a user called Olive Soup. It is called, "At First I Thought I Was Going Crazy, but now I'm pretty sure somebody has been entering my apartment while I'm at work." I'm not sure what order I'm supposed to read this in, so I'll just read it in the way it's set out. Update. Changed my locks the other day and set up my security cameras. So far, nothing else has happened, and I haven't caught anything on the security cameras other than my cat doing his thing during the day when I'm gone. My landlord got back to me about the security footage from the front door and said the only strangers he saw were buzzed into the building by residents, so no weirdos or previous tenants with keys. The police are still patrolling my neighborhood quite often, which definitely makes me feel more secure. I'm pretty sure this is where the story starts. I called the police this morning and talked to an officer who basically told me that, as for right now, there is nothing really that they can do unless this escalates. But he did say I was right to call in, so they are aware about that something might be happening. He also said that getting security cameras is a good idea, as well as getting my landlord to change the locks. He also said they will send a patrol car down my street every once in a while to make sure there is nobody lurking about. Okay, so this is where the story starts. So this has been happening for about a year and a half now, and tonight something happened that finally made me and my boyfriend realize that I wasn't imagining things. About a year and a half ago, after living in my apartment for over 5 years, I all of a sudden started noticing that things would be out of place when I would get home from work. Things had almost seemed out of place on purpose to mess with my OCD. Sometimes I would notice that knives were put back in a knife block the wrong way, or little ornaments that I have around my house turned to face the wrong way. Sometimes my clothes were hung up in my closet the wrong way. Little things like that where I would feel something was off, but there was no way to prove it. And in all honesty, it could have just been me being absent-minded when putting things away. After a couple of things randomly being out of place, and always having that creeped out feeling, things stopped going out of place, and I put it back up to the back of my mind and stopped being so paranoid and moved on with my life. That is, until about 2 years ago, 2 weeks ago. For the past couple of weeks, my cat has seriously been trying to tell me something when I've gotten home from work. Any of you who have a cat will know the exact meow. wasn't imagining it the first time. A few days later, I came home from work and found a bag from a lingerie store on the top of my couch. It was empty. This bag had come from inside my house, as I just bought a bathing suit from that store a couple weeks prior, and a receipt for that was in the bag. At first, I thought my cat must have dragged it there, but upon inspecting the cat bag, there were no teeth marks, as well as my cat couldn't have opened the closet door and gone under the paper recycling that I keep in there on the top shelf. The final, and perhaps the most unsettling thing happened tonight. My boyfriend met me after work, and we went out for dinner. We went back to my apartment after, and I went to unlock my door, and noticed that it was already unlocked. Locking the door when I leave my house is the one thing I am most OCD about. I don't just double and triple check it, I quadruple check it. It is not just a habit I have, but something that is deeply ingrained in me. Everyone who knows me knows this about me. As I even do it to their doors, I have to check four times or I get an icky feeling. Even my boyfriend was on red alert when he noticed my door was unlocked. We entered my house and I was checking to see if anything was out of place. He ran to the sliding glass door and tucked it, and it opened right up. I never leave that door unlocked. He witnessed me lock it on Sunday when I closed the door before it was getting too cold. He saw me check it four times. I had not opened it since then. We are both convinced somebody has been in my house. Whoever has been coming in somehow has a key. The fact that I left the sliding door unlocked makes me believe that they were thinking of planning on coming back with ill intentions. If they have a key, why do they need to unlock the sliding door? Unless they don't want to be identified by the security cameras at the front of my building. Either way, I have already ordered a security system, but unfortunately it's not going to arrive for a few days. Any suggestions on anything I can do in the meantime to keep safe? Also, what do you guys think? Am I just being paranoid, or should I go with my gut on this one? Listening to today's episode where I read you some horror stories. I hope you are falling into a nice deep sleep if that's what you're listening to this for, or you're just feeling extra tingly at the moment. I will be back next week with another roleplay for you. If you like this episode, make sure to let me know by tweeting me on Twitter at itsdanvic. Or by sharing this podcast around with your friends. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.